Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Chavtes, and we are on Chavtes Amud Aleph on top. We're about to talk about the Machlokes, Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel that we had in the Mishnah, which is about Tumah V'Tahara, which we'll talk a little bit in general about. But if you remember, the Machlokes, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel was, we know there's an Isser Durabanan of removing Maaser Sheni from Yerushalayim. Once it's brought in, then there's a concept of Kaltuha Mechitzos. Kaltuha Mechitzos, the walls have grabbed it, and the walls have contained it, and there's a special din. Remember when we had the Pnei Moshe back on Daf Chaf Hem and Aleph, said, Klitas HaMechitza MiDevreyim Hu. So Din Durabanan, that once you bring it in, you can't bring it out. The Din Durabanan. So when does that apply? So we saw that Beis Shammai said, that applies if the Maaser Sheni is tahar. But what happens if the Maaser Sheni is tameh? Maaser Sheni is tameh, then you're going to bring it out, and you're not going to eat it anyway. So you can be podit. So where are you podit? So Maaser Sheni Beis Shammai says if it goes into Yerushalayim and it became tameh, Beis Shammai says whether it was tameh with an avatoma or avladatoma, if it became tameh inside or outside, Beis Shammai says you could just leave it inside. Could just leave it inside unless it was became tameh from an avatuma bachutz. If it became tameh from an avatuma bachutz and then it was brought inside, then you bring it outside. Then you bring it outside to be podit there. Because that's the most chomer tuma, and it was tameh when it already originally came in. So if it was tameh originally when it came in, then the whole din drabanan is not going to apply. And Beis Hillel says no, everything is brought out. Everything is brought out and redeemed outside, except if it was became tameh from a vlada tuma bifnim, unless when it came inside it was tahar and it's still tahar mida araisa, so that's Beis Hillel says what stays inside, but everything else is brought outside. So there is machlokas that we're about to have between Bar Kapara and Rabbi Yochanan about what does it mean in the Mishnah vlada tuma and avatuma. So we know usually avatuma, we know there are many avos hatumas. The first parak in Maseches Kelim lists off all of the avos hatumos. And then there are vlados hatumas, which are the next level down. An avatuma can make something, an avatuma, if an avatuma touches something, it makes it into a rishon. A rishon is a vlad, but it's a din daraisa. So usually avos and vlados could both be in the world of daraisa. But the question is that what it means here? And even just by introduction, again, we can say this almost whenever Tumah V'Tahara comes up, the Rambam has a whole long introduction for Seder Taharos, which he has in the beginning of his Pirush Mishnayos, and he writes, even though I've mentioned details of Tumah V'Tahara earlier in my Pirush, like in Maseches Idios, he says, I'm going to say it all again here. He says, Lo Asha'in Baza Seder. Remember, this is a... the Pirush Mishnah was written in Arabic, so this is the Hebrew translation. I won't rely on Mashik Far Hisbar Beseder Kadum in Tumah V'Tahara, but I'm going to do it here. Avalasim Adibar Bezeh Aseder Muvan Ba'atzmo. Bilti Tzarech Leseder Acher. Vaniyakdim Bekan Hagdamos. Yu Mafteach Lamashi Yichlu Zeh Aseder Acher Sheomer. So I'm going to give you a Hagdama. Remember, I took a couple of courses with Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, Rev Soloveitchik, the Rev's son, and he said that we have more Kisve Yad of the Pirush Mishnayos Taharos than any other, because the Rambam had an affinity for Tumah V'Tahara. Maybe there's no parallel in the world of the reality. It's only halachic reality, but whatever it is, he loved Taharos, or he felt the need to explain Taharos over and over again. And he has Simanim here, and he goes through all of the different types of tumas, the 11 chalakim of tumah, and then he goes through each one and says how many categories are within each 11. But the Rambam has 11 categories: tumas sheretz, tumas nevela, tumas meis, tumas shechvazera, tumas mechatas, it's paraduma, tumas chataos, tumas zav, tumas zava, right, separately, different halachas, tumas nida, tumas yoledes, tumas tsaraas. And from these, umeila tumas yishtuma shiibu avos rabos umehen mashein bakiim avecha levad v'zeil biyiran. Some of these have many avos within them. Tumas saras has four avos. Mechatas has av echad. Shechvazera has av echad. Just look. Tumas zava has seven avos. And go through each one. Then he goes through kelim. There are eight types of materials in halacha for Tumah V'Tahara. Begadim, sak, kli cheres, kli or. Goes through everything. Then the Rambam has an unbelievable line at the end of the Hagdama. He goes through each one. Tumas avodah zara, tumas nida, tumas yoledes. Gemara says, how many simanim does he have here? 24, 25 simanim, many simanim. 26. Simin chavav, towards the end of the Hagdama, the Rambam says as follows. He says, Ani era la'ishircha, hine ela klal sharasha mashipa lashkiyabo. I straightened everything, so there won't be any mistakes. Vusharoi lacha, imratzisa liozare zumahir, el yadiyas hatumas, fahavanas mashichloze. If you want to be a bucky, so you have to be focused on this seder. Sheteda tchila al peh. Kol mashig damnu bezos apsicha meakdamos. You have to know it by heart. What I wrote here, these 10 pages, you have to know by heart. Im lashon ze haperek arishon mikalim, with the first perek in kalim, the Mishnah is there. Ubalashon biuro havana tova ad maod ashi mishunanim al lashoncha. Right, it should be mechudadim beficham and clear. Bilti shetitztarech liyegia kishetir tilazochram, that you don't have to work hard when you want to remember it. V'lo yaspik lecha akriya v'havara alav. Just a little reading is not going to help you. V'yafilu karata oso elef pa'amim, says the Rambam. Even if you read it 1,000 times, v'lo teteyu al peh. Bilti maspik lecha. Even if you read it 1,000 times and you don't know by heart yet, it's not enough. Achie, here's the unbelievable line. That was already an amazing line. But he says, even if you read it 1,000 times, it's not enough for you until Achie Rogel Belashoncha Kimo Kriyashma. You should know this Hagdama of 12 pages as clearly as you know Kriyashma. V'oz Yagielacha Imtov Hashmira Vahavana Hazacha. And then it'll come back to you. Mashiachledo Asedo Lafishe Hain in Yonim Kashimma Od Ba'atzman Gedoli Asvekos Rihuke Avana. Have we ever learned anything 1,000 times? The Rama, let alone Taurus. Rama says, you gotta do this. You gotta do this, you gotta know it. Amazing. So whenever Tumah Vatara comes up, always good to remember that Rambam. And good reading. If anybody ever needs some extra Siddurim, the Rambam's Hakdama to Seder Taurus. Okay, so now we're back to our Sugya, Tatabav, Chavtesam, and Aleph. So we have Machlokas, the Mishnah, the Machlokas, Beishamai, Beisilal, and now we have a Machlokas. What did the words in the Mishnah mean? Avatoma and Vladatoma. So Tani, Bar Kapara Omer. Bar Kapara says that the words Avatoma and Vladatoma in our Mishnah do not mean what it usually means. Avatoma Dvar Torah, Uvladatoma Midivrehem. Avatoma in our Mishnah means Mida Araisa. If it became Tami Da Araisa, Vladatoma Midivrehem. Vladatoma means it became Tami Durabanan. There are many Tumas Durabanan. One of the big ones is Tumas Mashkin. We know certain Mashkin liquids are Tami Mida Araisa. Right? Shechva Zera is a liquid that's Tami Mida Araisa. The liquids that come out of a Zav or a Zava, their spit and their zera maybe, and their blood and other their phlegm, soas ha'af, all of those are tamid araisa. But Chazal asserted that because certain liquids are tamid araisa, so that's why they were gozer tumah d'rabbanan and other mashkin as well. So Bar Kapara says when it says avatoma and vladatoma in our Mishnah, avatoma means daraisa, vladatoma means d'rabbanan. Vladatoma means d'rabbanan. So in our Mishnah, if it was nitzma, even just a tumah d'rabbanan, right, you're allowed to be poda, right, in this case, as we'll see. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein Zeh, Bein Zeh, Dvar Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says, here, Vlad and Av mean what it always means. It means it's Daraisa, right, in the world of Tumah. You could have Vlad and Tumah, so you could even have Daraisa. So Aviavos and Av and Vlad, that could all be Daraisa. So, Machlokas Bar Kapara and Rabbi Yochanan. V'kasha de Beishamai al de Rabbi Yochanan. So says the Gemara, Beishamai, and we're going to see Beis Hillel, are both difficult with Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yochanan makes a chilek within the Araisa. Right? Vlad and Av in the Mishnah are both the Araisa. So the Gemara says, if they're both the Araisa, as we're about to see, why should there be chilukim between them? According to Beishamai or Beis Hillel. See, here we go. To Beishamai Omrim, what was Beishamai Shita? Hakol Yipadeh Ve'yachal Befinim. Beishamai says, anything that you have inside Yerushalayim, you can remain there. It became Tameh outside, inside, it can remain there, you can be poted it there, and became Tameh, you can eat it. You're allowed to eat Tameh food, you just can't eat Tameh Maaser Sheni. So once you're poted it, and now the Kedusha goes to the money, then you can eat the food. So Hakol Yipadeh Ve'yachal Befinim Chutz Mishenitba Ba'avatuma Bachutz. Beishamai says, unless if it became tummy from an avatuma outside, so then outside your slime, and then it was brought in, then you have to bring it back out. then you can't be poded it inside. So the Gemara asks, but if they're both daraisa, like Rabbi Yochanan explains, ma bein vlada tuma bachutz, ma bein ava tuma bachutz. What's the difference? Even if it became tummy from a vlada tuma bachutz, zevezel lo dvar torahu, they're both daraisa. They're both daraisa, so why should there be a difference in halacha according to Beis Shammai? So Beis Shammai is difficult for Rabbi Yochanan. And the Gemara asks a similar question for Beis Hillel. Afilu al divrei Beis Hillel, lo makshi. Right? Isn't it a problem for Beis Hillel too? Meaning Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan's Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel, Amrim, Hakol Yipad V'Yachal Bachutz. What was Beis Hillel Shita? Everything is brought outside. You're poded outside. You have a tummy inside. You bring it outside. I mean, the whole gzeira of bringing a Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim does not apply if it's tummy. If it's tummy, it's only if it's tar. But if it's tummy, it doesn't apply except for chutz mishenitma b'vlada tuma b'fnim. If it became tummy from a vlada tuma inside Yerushalayim, it only became tummy from a vlada tuma, and it's in Yerushalayim now, then you can redeem it now. But 1 second. According to Beis Hillel and Rabbi Yochanan, it's all daraisa anyway. Ma bein vlada tuma b'fnim, ma bein ava tuma b'fnim. Right, a vlada tuma b'fnim is daraisa. An ava tuma b'fnim is daraisa. Zev zeh lo dvar torahu. And therefore, you know, according to Rabbi Yochanan, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, what is the distinction? Why should there be a chilek? And the Gemara does not give an answer. The Gemara does not give an answer for this. And interestingly, the Gemara just says, Lohavi barabanan el al dvar kapara. That's why the Rabbanan only discussed this Mishnah within Bar Kapara's view. Bar Kapara, who said that Avatuma means Daraisa and Vladatuma means Darabanan, right? Different than what those Yesodos usually mean. But that's, they rejected. They rejected Rabbi Yochanan's view. Even though, even if we have a kasha on a shita, it still is what we might call chefsa shel Torah. But I guess the Rabbanan here were just interested in the lemaisa element, and the lemaisa elements of Rabbi Yochanan's pshat didn't work out for them. They didn't know how to understand it, so they just didn't focus on it. Again, but remember, every shita out there that's mentioned in Shas at least has a chefsa shel Torah, use the lashon of Reb Chaim. Remember that the Briska Rav quotes this in Hilchas Brachos, in his Sefer on the Rambam, where he discusses, why do women say Birchas HaTorah? The Shulchan Aruch says, Nashim Mevarchos Birchas HaTorah. So why do women say Birchas HaTorah in the morning? After all, they're Pater from Talmud Torah. That's a Beferish Gemara. When they're Pater from Talmud Torah, Meseches Kiddushin, so why is it that they would say Birchas HaTorah? So you might say, oh, no problem. Just like women can make a bracha on other mitzvahs that they're Pater from, like lulav, like sukkah, like shofars, they make a bracha here too. The problem is, that's one suggestion. The Gra says it's similar to that, but the question is that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. This is the Shulchan Aruch, not the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam that women cannot make brachas on zman gramas, on mitzvahs that they're pturis from. Only the Rama passes like Bali Atosfus, that you can make a bracha on a zman grama. But this is the Shulchan Aruch. So another pshat is maybe based, I think the Magen Avraham says, based on the Rama on Yoredeo. When women are chayiv in many mitzvahs, in many aspects of Talmud Torah. Not per se, they're part of Talmud Torah, but they have to learn all the mitzvahs that are shaykh to them, meaning Dalar Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. They have to learn plenty. So maybe because of that, they are able to say Berachas HaTorah, because there are many, there's much Torah that are shaykh to them. They have to learn Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Kashrus, and many other areas of halacha. But the Briska Rav quotes his father, Reb Chaim, in his Sefer on the Rambam, the Griz al Rambam, who says that maybe the bracha, Birchas HaTorah, is what he calls a bracha on Chefsa Shel Torah. Meaning it's not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah, but it's a bracha on coming in contact with the Dvar Hashem. Right? That's how the Rev Soloveitchik said that the same makar is used by the Gemara, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havogodel Elokeinu, the same makar is used in Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph to teach me Berachas HaTorah, and Yuma around Daf Lamed Zayin or so to teach me that when you hear the Shem Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash from the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, you have to bow down. So the question is, how could the same pasuk teach me two different halachas? Berachas HaTorah, Shem Hashem of the Kohen Gadol, and the answer of Soloveitchik explained that that's the same thing. It's the same thing because Torah is Shmos Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishem Hashem Ekra, when you call out the name of Hashem, which is when you learn Torah in a deeper sense, so that is coming in contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's autobiography, you have to praise Hashem when you have that experience. When you come in contact with the Chefs HaShel Torah, it's a unique form of a Bircha Shevach. And the whole discussion is Bircha HaTorah, is it Bircha HaMitzvah, Bircha Shevach. So this is a special type of Bircha Shevach. It's a bracha on Chefs HaShel Torah, and therefore women, even women who come in contact with Chefs HaShel Torah, have to make the bracha. And this has other nafkaminas as well. quote psukim as tefillah, do I have to say Berachas HaTorah before I do that? Other examples as well. But every shita out there, even if we don't paskin that way, shita's Beis Shammai is chefsa shel Torah, and it's not bitul Torah, chas v'shalom to learn. We focus on it. But that is interesting what the Gemara here says, that because we have these kashas on Rabbi Yochanan in interpreting this Mishnah of avatoma vladatoma, so we don't even have a discussion within his shita. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. We didn't we don't focus on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the author of the Talmud Yerushalmi. So in Maseches Brachos, in the Bavli, we learn a lot about Rabbi Yochanan. We learn a lot about Rabbi Yochanan and all of his shas. But just there's more. But just to mention, there are three Gemaras, just about who he was. Three Gemaras in and what he did. Three Gemaras in Brachos in the Bavli about Rabbi Yochanan. Just I guess going in order, right? The Gemara at the beginning, Daf Hey Amabez, Rabbi Yochanan lost ten children. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Dein Garma Da Asira Bir. Rabbi Yochanan says this is the Rashi says it's the bone, big halachic shayla. How could he walk around with the bone of a child and not bury it? Maybe it was less than the size of a barley seed. So Rashi says, he had a difficult, challenging life. It's an understatement. Ze etzem shel ben asiri. He used to go around and comfort people and say they had yisurin, so he had yisurin. That's a bracha stuff. Hey, I'm a base. One gemara, then the gemara later on yud gimel amid base. Right, more about physically, Yogim Obeis, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan used to say Kriya Shema lying down on his side. The Gemara there talks about the position that he's supposed to say Kriya Shema. Prakdan Likar Kriya Shema. You can't say Kriya Shema Prakdan. Machlokas, does it mean on your back? Does it mean on your stomach? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lied on Madagoni Parkid. V'chulu, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Matzli Vakari used to go on his side. Shani Rabbi Yochanan de Baal Basar Havi. He was a large man. He was a Baal Basar. So something else that we learned about Rabbi Yochanan. And interestingly, it was about Basar, but a couple of dafim later on Daf Chaf, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan's minug was to sit outside the mikvah. On the way up from the river, so that the women would be able to see him, and there's a special idea that the first thing a woman sees after she goes to the mikvah will affect the children. So Rabbi Yochanan havi rogel to havi ka'azel v'yosav ashari tevila amar kisalkem notice Yisrael v'asyin mitvila mistaklim me, they'll look at me v'never lehu zara jeshapir kavasi, and they'll have children that are shapir kavasi. The Gemara says, what are you worried about ayin hara lo mistafi mar me'ayin abisha? He says, no, I'm from Yosef HaTzadik. I'm from Yosef HaTzadik, the Loshalta Vein Abisha, the Chsiv Ben Parat Yosef Ben Parat Ale Ayin. Oli Ayin, Beyidgal Aro, Bekar Vaaretz. That's the Biochan, he says, sit outside. He's not worried about Ayin Hara. Interesting, the Bach there in Brachas Daf Chav says, he's not worried about Ayin Hara, what about Yetzahara? Sitting outside the mikvah, watching the women. So the Bach says, he didn't see the women. The women just saw him. Hadalo Amrule Me'in, it says unusual Bach. The Bach usually just adds in a letter, takes out a word, but here the Bach gives a pshah. The next one. Avakasha, my lo amid Rabbi Yochanan lo mistafi marmi yitzahara. V'yishlomar mishum de Rabbi Yochanan afa pav mechasinus enav. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, he had very long eyelashes, and they would cover his eyes. V'lorei, couldn't see. Right, the Gemara talks about. I remember when his nephew. Rabbi Shlagash's child was talking to him, tying his daftes, and he picked up his eyelashes to be able to see who was talking. So Rabbi Yochanan, Daf Hey, he lost 10 sons. Daf Yud Gimel, he was a Baal Basar. Daf Yud Tesma, the Chafam and Aleph here, he used to sit outside the mikvah. He had long eyelashes. A lot about Rabbi Yochanan, but here, an author of the Talmud Yerushalmi. But here, the Gemara says that the Chavraya did not focus on Rabbi Yochanan's pshat of this Mishnah because they had these kashas. Again, back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yochanan said, both Vlad and Avatumah are Daraisas, therefore we left Bitzarachian, so why would there be Chilukim according to Beis Hillel or according to Beis Shammai? So back to the Gemara, middle of Chavtes of Aleph. Lo, Havi Be'er Abanan El Al Debar Kapara. So Abanan focus on the Bar Kapara's pshat. We're going to ask some questions and give some answers, but as follows. Now we're going to analyze the Mishnah according to Bar Kapara. Again, who said what? When it says Avatum in the Mishnah, it means Daraisa. When it says Vladatum, it means Darabanan. Debesh Vakasha, the Bar Kapara, the Beishamai, let's Yokasha. Bar Kapara is Prada Beishamai. Debeshamai Omer. Again, what does Beishamai say? Hakol Yipadevi Yachal Bifnim. Beishamai says if you have a Tomei, Maisha Sheni Shenitma in Yerushalayim, you could redeem it and eat the chulin fruit after it's redeemed, except for chutz mishenitma ba'avatuma ba'chutz. If it was tameh from an avatuma when it was brought into Yerushalayim, so then you bring it out. So the Gemara says, why should it make a difference between where it became tameh? Right, only if it became tameh outside of Yerushalayim, so then you have to bring it out. But if it became tameh within, it still became tameh daraisa. Ma bein avatuma bein bachutz bein bifnim. What's the difference between avatuma bachutz bifnim? Zev zelo dvar torah hu. Right, they're both daraisa. If it's an avatuma, and avatuma means daraisa. So if the gzera derabanan, remember the gzera derabanan of not taking meiser sheni fruit outside of Yerushalayim, if it doesn't apply when it became tameh from an avatuma outside of Yerushalayim when it came in, so why should it make a difference? Even if it became tameh from an avatuma once it was in, you should have to take it out. What's the difference between those two? Where it became tameh? So Gemara says, no. Shalo yu omrim ra'inu ma'aser sheni shenichnas biyotzei. Because we know this. Zera drabanan. If it became tameh outside and then you brought it in, then people are going to realize it was Meister Sheni Shenitma outside, and then when you take it out, okay, it was tameh when it came in. But here, when it came in, it was tahar. And then when you took it out, people might not realize. They might think, oh, you're allowed to take Meister Sheni outside of Yerushalayim? They might think even if it didn't become tameh. So it's Gzeira Drabanan. Because if it was tahar when it went in, you can't take it out because people might think, or were worried about the covet of Meister Sheni, and the halacha, that people might get confused, so that people don't say, we saw Meister Sheni go in and then go out, that is why Beis Shammai limits the shita, that really, technically, you should, if it became tameh from an avatum b'fnim, you should take it out, but gzera d'rabbanan, we don't want to take it out. It was tar when it came in, people are going to get confused. So Gemara says, okay, if people are going to get confused, so then you shouldn't be able to even redeem it inside Yerushalayim. Me'ata lo yipadeh. You shouldn't be able to redeem it if it became tummy from an avatoma inside. Shalo yipadeh, shalo yu omrim, because people shouldn't say, ra'inu ma'aser sheni nichnas b'Yerushalayim nifteh. That's another din. If ma'aser sheni is in Yerushalayim, you can't be podit. Right? You have to eat it. So here, the fact that you're allowed to be podit, we see we're not worried about what people are going to think. We're not worried that people are going to think, oh, ma'aser sheni went in and it's nifteh. So just like we're not worried about that, and we say you're allowed to be podit, so too, we shouldn't be worried if you take Meister Sheni out, if it became tameh inside. The Gemara is going to answer that question later on, about Hashem on the daf, but right now it does not answer it, and rather it goes to a different answer. It's the original question. Get back to the original question. According to Beis Shammai, Bar Kapara is Beis Shammai. What's the difference? If you have something that became nitma from an avatoma outside of Yerushalayim, then you take it out. If it became tomei from an avatoma in Yerushalayim, then you're poded in. What's the difference? So the Gemara tried to say it's based on Gzeira Drabanan, and the Gemara now says, no, it's based on something more fundamental. Bishosh nitma bifnim, if it became tomei in. Meaning, if when you brought it into Yerushalayim, it was tahar, and then it became tomei inside Yerushalayim, Mechitza Tofasto. Right when it went into Yerushalayim, the walls, like we said, the walls were toface it, grabbed it, and even according to Beis Shammai, even if it was nitma from a vlad hatumah outside, which is a tumah derabanan midaraisa, it's tahar. So midaraisa, we say mechitza tofasto, and that's why you can't take it out. Bishosh nitma bachutz, but if it was nitma outside and then you brought it in, ein mechitza tofasto. Then the halacha never kicked in. The halacha of not taking it out, again, all on a derabanan level, is only when it is tahar coming in. But if it was tameh coming in, then the halacha doesn't apply. Ein mechitza tofasta. So that is all how Beis Shammai works out for Bar Kapara. So what about Beis Hillel? What about working out Beis Hillel for Bar Kapara? Afilo ad Beis Hillel lesu makashe. Isn't it Beis Hillel also a question? Because what was Beis Hillel shita? To Beis Hillel omrim hako yipad v'yachol bachutz. Remember, Beis Hillel says you take everything out. Take everything out and redeem it outside, except for chutz mishenitma v'lada tumah b'fnim. The only thing that stays in is if it was tar when it came in and it became tamei from a v'lada tumah, which is derabanan, inside. So the same kind of question. Ma bein v'lada tumah bein b'chutz bein b'fnim. The whole thing is only tamei derabanan anyway. So why here, according to Beis Hillel, why if it became tamei inside, you leave it in, and if it became tamei outside, it was only v'lada tumah. So why should you have to take it out? Zev ezelo mitivrei emu. They're both derabanan. So what Rabbana, what difference does it make where it became tame? If it became tame outside, then you bring it out. If it became tame inside, then you can leave it in. What's the difference? So Gemara answers, b'shehechniso al menas shelo titfesenu mechitza. When it became tame outside, even from a vlada tuma, if it became tame outside, so then machlokas whether this is automatic or you had this in mind. Rav Chaim Kadeski sounds like it's automatic. Since it was tame, even though drabanan, since it was tame midrabanan, when you brought it in, mistama, you're planning to take it out because you can't eat it. So and you can't fulfill its ultimate purpose. Shob shechnisa, if it was already nitma from a vlada tuma outside. It must be, it's like automatically that there's no tefisas mechitzas. No tefisas mechitzas, you're going to take it out. Right? The marafolda sounds like you actually thought about the tanai. Right? You thought about the tanai. Ho shechnisan al menas. Kirini al menas. Hoel, I'm reading the marafolda. V'hitumam durabanan. Mahani tna'o kishihisna aleha. Shlotihiana mechitzas tofastan. Because the whole thing is drabanan anyway, right? We're saying vlada tuma, so your tanai helps. Your tzai helps that the mechitzah is not toface, and you can bring it out. So that's the is it automatic? Is it beferish? Either way, that's the yukimta again. Base Hillel who says that there's a difference. Vlada tuma according to Bar Karbar is only drabanan, but if it was tamei outside, then when you brought it in, mistami you're going to take it out. It's like you made it tonight that you're going to take it out. But if it was nitma inside, you leave it in. Amr Rav Zeira goes one step further. Hada Amra, if this is true that this kind of tonight works, maybe could you have that tonight even if it's totally tahar? Had to amra, maybe we can learn from the Mishnah. Maiser sheni tahar shechniso amanash lotit v'sena mechitzas ein mechitzah tavasto. Maiser sheni tahar that you brought in and you had in mind that there shouldn't be tefisa mechitzas. So there's no tefisa mechitzas. There's no tefisa mechitzas. There's no ein mechitzah tavasto. Right? Just take it one step further. Not only if it's nitma b'vladatum, it's tamei midrabanan, if it's totally tahar. Could you say that? So Rabbi Yonah says, no, you can't go that far. Rabbi Yonah ba'i. Tar dvar Torah. The Mishnah only talk about a case where it's tar daraisa, and you have to add this in, and tamei midrabanan. The Mishnah was about tar daraisa tamei midrabanan. V'yata merhachin. You're trying to say this step, you're trying to say even if it's tar daraisa totally and tar drabanan, nothing? No. You can't learn that from the Mishnah. The only thing that you can learn from the Mishnah is bidyevet. Elakeni avar upada padui. You know what you can learn from the Mishnah? The fact that you can have the tnai if it's tamei midrabanan. So then you could have the tnai, not that you can bring it in and bring it out, but if you brought in Maaser Sheni Tahar, and then you brought out Maaser Sheni Tahar, and then you were poded outside, the pidyon works. I'll give you that much, says Rabbi Yonah. Not that you're allowed to do it, but if you did it, so then it would work. Period. Interesting. This is all on a Durabana level. Meaning the Torah says, or the Rabbana say, don't do it. Don't take it out. But if you did, the pidyon works. If you did, the pidyon works. We have a similar type of discussion. You know, sometimes if the Torah tells you not to do something, beginning Maseches Tumura, Kol Milsa Damar Achmana Lo Seved, Yavin Mahani Yavin Lo Mahani, a very large topic. This Machlokas in the Gemara, and then a discussion in the Mefarshim in many sugyas. The Torah tells you not to do something, and you did it, does it work? Torah says not to marry your sister. If you did it, it doesn't work. Torah says a kohen can't marry a grusha. If you did it, it does work. What's the rule? What's the exception? The Torah says, don't give Yerusha equally to all the brothers. The brothers that the oldest brother has to get a double portion. But the Torah says a lot of things. So sometimes the rule is, sometimes it's that it doesn't work if you try to do it, and sometimes it does work. So here, the Torah says, or the Rabbanan, in certain cases says, don't bring it out. And if you brought it out, the kaltua machitzes, and if you brought it out, it does work. So that's on a drabana level, but we have this concept on a daraisa level. Just one, I don't know if we have time, maybe one, just one of the sugyas. The Magen Mishnah asks a great question. Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Gzela, in the first parak, right, that's the sugya of losachmod. Losachmod. Losachmod is a fascinating sugya. Is it the Rambam says, you only violate losachmod once the person finally gives it to you. But it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. So the Rabbit says, how could that be? You only violate once he actually sells it to you. But it's the Yonge Magad of Shema Maisa. Either way, so the Magad Mishnah there in Perak Avalach Ates in Hilchas Gzela says, but what do you mean? How could that Kenyan work? He sold it to you, but Losachmon. The Torah says, don't do it. So here you did what the Torah says, don't do. So how could that Kenyan work? According to the Manamra of Eavid Lomahani. So the Magen Mishnah says something that requires elaboration. I'll just mention it. He says, well, it's just like shinui kone. It's just like shinui. Just like if I steal something and I'm mishana. He says, Harikain goes out semer va'asami menu beged. It's like stealing wool and you make a beged. The yo'ein mishalim elok shasak zeila. Va'kana davar b'shinui. Afkan kana bedamim. Just like shini kone, so to hear you're kone bedamim. Ma hakesher. What is the parallel between those two? Shini kone means it's a different object. There's a Tosfos in Baba Kama, Samachay, that says it's nechshav acher. It's panim chadash, it's ba'olakan. It's a different item. What does that have to do with los sachmod? So tzarachian, what the Magen Mishnah means, or pshatim, but that's not for now. The minchas chinuch, though, in the mitzvah lamed ches, los sachmod, he quotes his Magen Mishnah and says, well, maybe it's based on the maharit. The achronim love this maharit. The maharit says, yavon lo mahani only works when, by saying lo mahani, the avero will be prevented. If the avero will be prevented by saying, we say lo mahani. But if the avero is going to be done anyway, then you don't say lo mahani. So here, says the Minchas Chinuch, you already violated los achmod. Whether the kinyan works or not, you violated los achmod. So you're not going to say lo mahani. Lo mahani is only if it prevents the avera. There's a sugi in the beginning of Maseches Chulin. You shecht on Shabbos. So we show, and it works like a shechita kshera. What do you mean, lo mahani? You're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. It's not going to take away your avera. Right? You killed on Shabbos. A person kills an animal on Shabbos, that's shochet, whether it's a kosher shechita or not a kosher shechita. So either way, that is a discussion of Yav Mahani on a Daraisa level, on a Daraisa level. Okay, later on, well, we're up to now, we'll stop here, Reb Yaakov Jeroma, the Gemara is going to give an answer to the original Chilik that the Gemara left. That why should there be a difference on the top of our Omud between whether you're Shalo Yu Omrim about Maaser Sheni going in and coming out, and Maaser Sheni being redeemed? Why is there a difference between those Kshashos? But Hashem will pick up with that next time.